You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey, WRUV listeners. Are you an avid walker? Do you take time out of your day to stretch your legs and get outside other than in your commute or trip to run errands? If not, you should consider taking more time out of each day to go for a walk. Researchers at Harvard University recently discovered 5 facts about the benefits of walking. 1. Walking counteracts the effects of weight-promoting genes. 2. Helps tame sweet tooths and sugary cravings. 3. Reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. 4. Eases joint pain. And 5. Boosts immune function. Now that you are aware of these amazing benefits of walking, consider taking some time out of each day to go for a stroll. This has been a public service announcement from your walk-enjoying DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington 90.1.
Of a friendship, and it feels good. We never feel that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me. I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships run its course. It's a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore, so now you have to not be their friend. But that was their choice.
reality is when we are in the beauty stage of a friendship and it feels good, we never feel that that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me, I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships, on this course, is a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore, so now you have to not be their friend. But that was their choice.
Thank you.